During a council caucus meeting, 2nd District Councilman Bob Cameron suggested the Greater Kokomo Economic Development Alliance, or GECADA, could use less funding from the city since it appeared to have a $1.5 million surplus during its last audit. GECADA runs a business incubator, helps determine a long-term strategy for soliciting investment, and recruits potential investors to the city. But its president and CEO Jeb Conrad says what appears to be a surplus is actually money already allocated to more than 75 projects, adding that since the alliance is a not-for-profit organization, it is not allowed to maintain a surplus. Republican mayoral candidate Scott Kern says it was his understanding that city funds awarded to GECADA after its founding in 2009 were to be seen as seed money to get the organization started. Kern says he'd like to see greater scrutiny of how the city spends its economic development money in general.
If you're sitting on $1.5 million, you're able to go ahead and fund some of the projects that you have funded throughout the last couple of years, you've got the capabilities now of standing on your own.
Kern says if elected, he would likely favor funneling some funding to GECADA, but might also advocate cutbacks in the city's own development department, which has similar aims. Mayor Greg Goodnight, who sits on GECADA's board of directors, says the organization needs economic support.
My personal opinion is, this is tough economic times, and I think the work that the alliance is doing is working.
A proposal before the Howard County Commissioners would shift about $45,000 of the burden of paying for GECADA to the county in the coming year, lowering the city's contribution to about $255,000. Overall, the organization is slated to receive about $750,000 in economic development income tax revenue for 2011 and 2012. For WFIU News, I'm Stan Jastrzebski.